And joining us now is Ophelia Bascal. She is the administrator for HUD's Region 9, which includes California. Ms. Bascal, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we heard in that report from Los Angeles how volunteers are compiling this homeless count. What does HUD do with it? Why is it important?
Well, it's really important to give us a sense of individuals who are actually homeless and those who are what we call the sheltered homeless, who are in facilities, various types. But it gives us a sense of what kinds of services are people getting, where are the real problem areas. Data is really critical for making decisions in this area about how program dollars are spent and what's effective.
So not just how many, but where they are.
Exactly. What's really critical is not only how many, but why are they homeless? What are the reasons for that?
Now, this homeless count has been happening for many years. Have you noticed that there are chronic homeless? How many people who you're finding have been on the streets for many, many years?
Well, that has been the most serious problem, has really been the chronic homeless, who tend to be middle-aged single men, you know, between about 31 and 50 years old. And those are the individuals that we really have focused new approaches on in terms of solving that problem. So we've actually seen a reduction in what we call the street and chronic homeless.
What do you attribute that to?
Different approaches, a housing-first approach, getting those individuals into housing, providing services, addressing, you know, the kinds of needs that they have, whether it's substance abuse or mental health problems, but concentrated services and getting them into housing and keeping them in housing.
Now, in HUD's most recent report on homelessness, California is included in a handful of states with what are called multiple risk factors for increasing homelessness. What are those factors?
Well, multiple risks tend to be disabilities, whether they are mental or physical, the amount of time that you might have been on the street, not having access to services, that sort of thing.
California is also a state with very high unemployment. The cost of housing is very expensive here. There's been a lot of home foreclosures as well. How do those things figure into those risks?
Well, clearly the economy's had an impact. We're seeing an increase, for example, among family homelessness that we didn't see in the past. It's attributable to foreclosures and, you know, the economic situation. It is an expensive state to live in. So when this particular convergence of events with, you know, foreclosures, people losing their jobs, we are seeing some increases among populations that we didn't have before.
Homelessness has been a part of at least the urban landscape for as long as I can remember, going back to the 1980s, maybe even the late 70s. And it's been through boom times like the, you know, late 90s and recession times like we have now. It makes me think that maybe homelessness is not really something that can be solved.
Well, we don't agree with you. We actually believe that homelessness, we can end it. And we think we've now arrived at some strategies and approaches. Part of what's really unprecedented is this approach to end homelessness brings together about 19 federal agencies who have never really integrated their services before, specifically directed towards those individuals who seem to be on the street through boom or, you know, bad times, and figuring out how to deliver those services in a way to get them off the streets and keep them off the street.
That's Ophelia Bascal. She's the administrator for HUD's Region 9 here in California. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.